This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you must be that exceptional American that I'm talking about. Because you know what? Well, we need exceptional Americans now more than ever. And of course, we will be definitely getting all the latest news and information about how exceptional Americans are needed now more than ever on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. We've got a lot of things happening on the New California State side. Of course, we just got done with our third Constitutional Convention on Saturday, and boy, are things heating up over that. A lot of things happening, and I'll tell you, it is a wonderful thing to see the new state of California, New California, taking shape. It is absolutely fantastic to see how things are supposed to be taking shape. So anyway, we're talking about all the other things that are going to be happening in New California. We'll be talking about those in the third hour, of course. Keep you up to date, but visit our website, a21r.com, for all the news and information. We also put out a lot of news and information on New California on that site, and also newcaliforniastate.com. There is going to be a fourth constitutional convention and a fifth and a sixth, so that's you want to stay tuned for that. We'll be announcing, I think, sometime this week, actually, what's going to be happening with the fourth one. So anyway, okay, so what in the world is really going on? Well, as predicted, because I think it was at the Constitutional Convention, that we are sick and tired of hunting season on our police force. And in light of what happened, actually it was interviewed on the Dave Janda show also, and we played this yesterday. We played the interview that I did on Dave Janda's show, his national radio show on Sunday, And I said that we're tired of hunting season on the police, that something to that effect. I'll have to go back and listen to it again. But that was basic. Those were basic my words. Now in Houston, Texas, hunting season on the police. Four shot, four wounded, two in critical condition right now. They've been shot in the neck by what? Well, the hunters, the drug cartels. The drug cartels shoot four Houston police officers. Of course, I was in reference to California because we know that there's, and again, targets on their back, which is a statement that I was making yesterday. Now we have the actual union members, union leaders, making that declaration about how they're sick and tired of it in Texas. Thank goodness. Well, we should be. We shouldn't be tolerating one bit of this stuff that's going on with the cartels. Not even one bit. Turning our towns, our communities, our nation into, of course, a war zone. We're going to be talking about that in the second hour. John Martinez is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about this whole war zone business. That what America is becoming is a war zone, and now we have the narcos involved. And they're trying to set up a governance system like we are in New California. Yeah. See, this is one of the big things I think everybody has feared is what's going to happen with these narco cartels that are going to try and set up a governance system in the United States. Gee, and how are they going to rule? A lot like communists, with a barrel at your head from a gun, AK-47 preferred. Yeah, I wonder where they're getting all these arms. I wonder where they're getting them. Well, a lot of these arms, as we've talked about before from years past, have been planted in this country in various locations. So it's not necessarily a big deal to figure out that this has been an ongoing long-term plan to bring about this kind of change in the United States to destabilize our government. Now, that's something that's pretty interesting, isn't it? Kind of like what's happening in Venezuela right now. Which is always, you know, Maduro's Venezuela, one of the narco cartels of the world, right? Going on right there. And you think they're influencing the United States? Well, I think so, yeah. Or you think Donald Trump is so interested in what is going on down there? That's because it's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. They're here to destabilize our country, and they have been here for a long time. And we've been trying to tell everybody this for a long time. I think we're starting to get it now in a lot of places. That our country is being destabilized by cartels from outside the world. In other words, outside of the old world, the new world is the old world. We got to go back and think in these terms. You know, once we start thinking the historical effect of these terms, we can. It's a whole new perspective on things. Old world versus new world. In the plundering of the new world, which is what the old world wants to do. It's just, this has been something that's been going on for hundreds of years, since 1492. The real shame, the real sham, is not necessarily to the indigenous people, per se, but no question that when Christopher Columbus, as it's pronounced actually, came to the new world and settled in the new world, it wasn't a good thing for indigenous people. It wasn't. We can admit that. But, you know, now that they're here, in the sense that we are here, we're all here now in the Americas, what else is going on in terms of the outside world influencing the new world? Okay? This, in other words, they're here. They're back in the new world. And I mean they, meaning the rest of the world that wants to plunder us and take advantage of us. They're here. See, a lot of people don't get that relationship. And of course, some people might not understand what I'm talking about, old world versus new world. The old European model, the old Asian model, old world versus the new world that was discovered by Christopher Columbus and the new world that was established by the people who settled here, forming the United States, and all the rest of the countries as they were formed through the Declaration of Independence process. See, it's all connected back to that document. Because, you know, these countries did come about by declaring themselves independent with a document known as the Declaration of Independence. once they did that, it triggered a lot of things, like countries being formed in the New World. And that started after 1776. And guess what? The people in the Old World did not like it. They were giving up their plundering. They had to give up plundering the New World. Because countries started to, well, become autonomous nations and free from the monarchies, free from all those in the Old World that were foisting their opinions, foisting their lifestyles, foisting everything, the tyranny upon them. That's what they called it here in the United States, or the Founding Fathers, the tyranny, the tyrant, the king, King George. Well, it was that way in other parts of the New World, too. That's why the Declaration of Independence was so welcoming, because it gave independence to all these areas of the New World. But they're back, taking advantage of New World countries, such as Venezuela. A lot of people don't get that, but Venezuela. And, of course, that's become quite the thing in the news. We're going to be talking about that, too. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, we've got John Martinez coming up in the second hour. We're going to cover some shocking information. We're going to connect the dots, Kamala Harris, to, the narco trade, Willie Brown, all those. I mean, everybody thinks, wow, man, she sure got a lot of people out there in Oakland to come out, just like Obama, O-Town, Oakland, they're the ones. 20,000 people, really? I wonder how they got them out there, right? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and stay away from those narcos. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
us from Houston, Texas, where we understand a total of 5 police officers have been shot. All the police officers have been transported to Herman Memorial Hospital, one of the top hospitals there, public hospitals in the area of Houston. The details are somewhat sketchy, but somewhat ominous at the same time. The police department at this time is, according to the Associated Press, confirming that the officers were shot in the area, although at this point we're being told their conditions are not known. Let me direct you to some video that is coming in now of a news conference. This is from the hospital where the news conference will be taking place shortly. I understand that we're going to be hearing from Chief Acevedo. We may also be hearing, we understand now that federal officials have arrived on the scene. Special agents with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives are now responding to assist, as well as Harris County deputies who are also in the area. There are at least 3 or 4 different jurisdictions that are working that this story as we speak. As for what ignited this gun battle that apparently took place in this home in suburban Houston, Texas, the details are still very, very sketchy. But what I can do is, I think, can we put a map of, let's go if we can to a map of the area, and I'll show you where this place is that we're talking about. This is in Houston, Texas, and you'll see right here, 7800 Harding Street in Houston, Texas. It is obviously a densely populated area. We've had some conversations just moments ago. I was on the phone with some of the folks at this food warehouse here who said that they're very concerned and that they've locked their doors and that they're essentially trying to stay in. There is a sense of fear that has gripped this particular community because of this. This is also Shelby High School, which is just a few blocks away from the scene that has also been put in lockdown. And there's also, interestingly enough, a Sanchez Elementary School in this area here. This house, which is basically a single-story home, is where the scene has taken place. Oftentimes with situations like this, police officers have operations. They're called either stings or by busts, or situations where police officers have an operation or they're serving a warrant looking for a particular suspect. What we know in this case at this point is that at least one of the suspect was at negotiating with the police officers, not only prior to the shooting, but even after the shooting itself. We don't know exactly what precipitated the shooting, but soon afterward, when police had arrived, is when this began. This has only been going on for the better part of the last couple of hours right now. And we are being told that we're going to be getting more information shortly from what you're looking at right there, that that news conference just outside Memorial, Herman Memorial Hospital there on the scene. I've also just received this. This is from the governor of Texas. This is Governor Greg Abbott saying, "This evening's horrific attack on police officers is a solemn reminder of the service and the sacrifice our brave men and women in law enforcement make every day to keep us safe. The city of Houston and the Houston Police Department will have whatever state resources they need to bring swift justice to those involved. I ask all Texas at this point to join Cecilia and me," that's the Governor Abbott's wife, "praying for the officers involved and the continued safety of all law enforcement officers who try and protect our community." We don't know if the governor is going to be taking part in this news conference. We do know that the mayor of Houston has also put out a message, as reported a little while ago. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has been responding. He says his thoughts and prayers are with the family at this point. By the way, at this point, and this is all subject to change and verification, as you might imagine, but from what we understand, there are at least 2 suspects, and one of them has been shot dead on the scene. Again, 2 suspects, 5 police officers. The 5 police officers were shot and have been hospitalized. One of the 2 suspects is dead. The other one has been also transported to Herman Memorial Hospital at this time. And we understand, at least according to some of the preliminary reports that we have been getting here at RT America, that neighbors were saying that some of the negotiations were still actually taking place after the shooting. This while helicopter after helicopter was flying in to try and take the injured officers out of the scene. We don't know at this point what kind of munitions or what kind of armed weapons were being used on the scene, but it sounds, at least according to the last report, that they were still calling it an active scene. And by active, that means police are still there and that they still feel that there is some danger for the community and that there might possibly be some other suspects in the area. So let me just do a reset for you as best we can. Here it's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on the east coast of the United States as we receive information that there's been really a horrific shooting in Houston, Texas. Five police officers have been taken to the hospital suffering injuries. We don't know exactly what their conditions are at this point. One gunman has been shot dead. Another gunman and suspect apparently has been apprehended and taken into custody. And we here at RT America obviously also send our thoughts and prayers to the officers and their families.
Okay, that was Rick Sanchez from RT America reporting on what's been going on. I think there's been some changes. It looks like four officers were wounded. The suspects in this shooting are dead. Now, I bring this up because this is a drug cartel situation that apparently there were buys going on. There were reports from neighbors of all kinds of activity. And this is, from what we understand, a very well-seasoned, well-groomed group of officers that have dealt with these kind of things many, many, many times before. Now, what I'm thinking, and I don't know, this is sheer speculation, but we have been hearing ambush a lot from our sources. Now, this means our people that, you know, talk about these things to us, whisper in our ears or whatever, sources, that seems to be the order of the day. This was something that we've been hearing about ever since the Natalie Corona shooting in Davis, California. A beautiful young lady who was shot dead. It was an ambush, clearly an ambush. And they of course, they'll tell you the personality type of the individual who did it. And all that stuff. But one of the things that is becoming abundantly clear, and we've been hearing this from our sources in law enforcement and other places here in California, which the sister state to California actually is Texas. A lot of people don't know this. We're sister states in the sense that we were formed approximately at the same time. This is history. Again, people don't want other, generally the population understand, but we're the two only republics in the nation. I don't know if you know that or not. That's why it says California Republic on the flag of California. We were formed in between 1836 and 1846 in the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, of course, all that stuff. But the narco-terrorists are very, very active, of course, in both states here in California. We're very, very well-versed about what's going on with these folks. And in Texas, it's the same. Now, Texas has got a little bit more of an inflow because of the proximity to Mexico and, you know, the close proximity that the southern portion of Texas dips down into Mexico. People coming across the border, it's a little bit more prolific from a scattering of areas, harder to protect the border, actually, because of the Rio Grande and so on. But these narco-terrorists have been pouring into both Texas and California over the years, and they're very well established. And, of course, if you go through Texas and you go right up the gut, you get right into Chicago. Well, gee, what could possibly go wrong with that picture when you have narco-terrorists in Chicago, right? Because you do. What about the hunting season on cops in Chicago? And just everywhere in the nation. This is what I was talking about in California, that now the hunting season has begun. It's a hunting season on law enforcement. So I sit on Sunday, and sure enough, targets on their backs, almost verbatim statements I was making on the radio. The police are feeling it, and guess what? There's bound to be pushback. And they are pushing back. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Yep, hunting season on the police, and been declared pretty much. This is one of the things that we're going to be following here. I'm going to try this Fox clip also, so to bring you up to date on what has been going on, and see if we can get you some more detailed information about this whole shooting business.
Fox News Alert reports of five police officers shot tonight in Houston, Texas. Houston police say that all of them are at the local hospital. That is where the scene you're looking at now is taking place. Trace Gallagher joins me now live from our West Coast newsroom with the unfolding details this evening. Good evening, Trace.
Good evening, Martha. We know Houston police were serving a narcotics warrant on at least one suspect in the southeast Houston area near the shipping channels, and we know three suspects were inside the residence. It's unclear how many opened fire on police, but a neighbor heard more than a dozen rounds fired, and Houston PD has confirmed, as you said, that five officers have been shot. Some may have been undercover. Two of them are reportedly critical. No word on the conditions of the others, but we saw video of one officer who was conscious being taken away on a gurney, and at least one officer was taken away by a life flight helicopter. All of the injured police officers have been taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital, which is a level one trauma center. As for the suspects, the numbers are still in flux. The mayor says one is confirmed down. There are reports one or two are dead, and two others are still inside the residence. Their status has not been released. And SWAT teams are now on scene, which is not necessarily an indication that a standoff is underway, but there are numerous reports that at least one suspect is barricaded inside. And a neighbor just called into a local TV station saying that he can hear police trying to negotiate with people inside. The police presence, as you might imagine, is immense. We're talking Houston PD, the Harris County Sheriff's Department, and the Department of Public Safety, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott is allocating any needed resources. Clearly, you can see from the video, the scene remains active and very dangerous. We will continue to bring you breaking news updates as we get more. Five Houston police officers shot, two of them right now, critical.
Okay. So like I said, the hunting season has begun. A lot of publicity about this. And we got some other news and information coming out on that. I'm going to hold off on some of this stuff because it's I think it's more important that we get more up-to-date information than what we're getting. So that's this is from all from last evening, and yeah, this could be this morning, early this morning. But anyway, we'll be bringing a little bit later on the show. We got some other things we're going to be bringing to you right now. But yeah, that's the way it stands. And if you go to agenda21radio.news, the article that we have for Shot from Breitbart that just came up this little while ago, about an hour ago, outlines what has been going on with it. Gives you sort of a pretty good blow-by-blow in terms of a time frame and so on from last night to this morning. Actually, I think the latest thing that they have this morning is just a 7 o'clock in the morning. So that is what is going on. So we're going to continue to follow this and bring you all the information that we can give you. Okay, so Venezuela starts to pop up. And yesterday there was the big news is that there was a press conference about Venezuela and some of the sanctions that are going to be foisted upon the Venezuelan government. And this is something that is a lot of people don't think that we can use these kind of sanctions, but we can, and we do. This is how it goes with Fox News.
Ramping up the pressure on Nicolas Maduro to step down as Venezuela's president, already acknowledging that the opposition leader is being cited as the president the U.S. sees. Just hours ago, the administration announced immediate sanctions on the state-owned oil company of Venezuela, a move aimed at boosting Maduro's rival, opposition leader Juan Guaido. But as National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin reports, it looks like Maduro may not go down without a fight.
Facing mounting international pressure to step aside, President Nicolas Maduro tried to shore up support with the Venezuelan military, overseeing live fire exercises in an effort to show he is still in charge.
We have to prepare ourselves. Nobody respects the weak, the cowards, the traitors.
Juan Guaido, the 35-year-old head of the National Assembly and self-proclaimed president, attended mass Sunday. He's called for street protests this Wednesday and Saturday and offered amnesty to Venezuelan troops.
Soldado de la patria de Venezuela.
Soldier of the homeland of Venezuela, today I give you an order. Do not shoot the people of Venezuela.
His supporters tried to encourage the army to abandon Maduro, whose election last year was marred by fraud. Their efforts appeared to gain some traction as more Venezuelan officials stationed in the U.S. declared their intentions to
Let's bring this into a little bit better light. So last year, Maduro's election was marred by fraud, and now we're bringing in a new guy, and the United States is supporting it. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I mean, when is it going to happen for California? I mean, last year, 2018, our election was clearly mired by fraud. Wasn't it? I mean, everybody knows it was. It was complete fraudulent election. And, you know, when you have a monoparty system that can legislate at will any law it wants to and it becomes law, even if it's an illegal law telling people to do illegal things, and it's okay to do it because we just passed a law making it illegal, right? Of course, that kind of, you know, if people don't know that, if especially if you're sworn officers of whatever, that's against your constitutional oath of office, and you still enforce those laws, right? I mean, there's a real confliction going on there. So, but anyway, but it's all illegal and mired. We are mired here in California. Will this happen for California? Will the president of the United States actually make a call and say secessionist? Well, I don't know about secessionist, but maybe there's insurrection going on in California. Shocking! Shocking! You know those new California folks? They're saying that right now.
Maduro, while President Trump's team kept up the pressure on the embattled president, announcing sanctions against him and the state oil monopoly.
The United States is holding accountable those responsible for Venezuela's tragic decline.
The United States will hold Venezuelan security forces responsible for the safety of all U.S. diplomatic personnel, the National Assembly, and President Guaido.
Adding that President Trump is leaving all options on the table.
In the Department of Defense here, we're very closely monitoring the situation in Venezuela.
With its economy in a free fall, Venezuela faces inflation of more than 10 million% this year, according to the IMF. The Pope weighed in en route home from Panama.
I am terrified of a bloodbath.
At an emergency meeting
of
the UN Security Council, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called out Russia and China for propping up an illegitimate regime.
End this nightmare. No excuses. The United States stands with the Venezuelan people.
President Maduro backed down from his initial demand that all American diplomats leave the country.
During the White House briefing today, photographers captured notes written on John Bolton's yellow legal pad, which said 5,000 troops to Colombia, Venezuela's neighbor. Neither the Pentagon nor the National Security Council is commenting on this apparent slip, but White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said the U.S. may pre-position troops in Colombia to help in Venezuela, but that decision has not been taken yet, Brett.
Clearly wasn't hiding that notepad. Jennifer Green.
Anyway. Stay with us. More to come. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Thank you. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, studio for New California also. We are following this story about Maduro and everything, and this is down in Venezuela. This is the other real hot topic, if you will. John Bolton yesterday at the press conference, and you heard a part of that. He has his nice little yellow legal pad out there. And in the legal pad, it says he's got 5,000 troops written down. And he's holding it up. And you can see where he's written in 5,000 troops. Little slip as to what's going to be happening. And, of course, they sort of let the cat out of the bag, didn't they? I guess you would say that, getting the cat out of the bag. Anyway, so the situation with Maduro is growing worse every single day. And I think everybody's kind of hoping that nothing's going to happen with Maduro, that he's actually going to be kind of a nice guy. Shocking. I would be shocked to find out he's a nice guy, right? Let's hear what Cavuto says.
Vanessa Newman, where is this going, Vanessa?
Well, hopefully to Maduro getting on an airplane and getting out of there. So I want to be very clear. Guaido is the constitutional president. He is not a puppet of the U.S. He has the popular will. He has the law on his side. He's a constitutional president according to the Constitution written by these guys. Maduro is a usurper.
How is he the constitutional president?
Because according to the Constitution that Chavez drafted, Hugo Chavez drafted, when the presidency is deemed vacant, then the president of the National Assembly, like the Speaker of the House,
right,
becomes president. The presidency is vacant because the elections of May 20 were not supposed to be in May. The elections are in December. Second of all, they didn't abide by any test of free and fair elections. They were not recognized. They were globally condemned. The National Assembly, which is a legitimate body, said that's not an election. So did the international community. If there was no election, there's no presidency.
Shocking. They're following a constitution. Shocking. For all of you new Californians out there writing the Constitution, this is a lesson from Saturday. Shocking. Shocking, 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 shocking. The Venezuelans are following a constitution that was written by Hugo Chavez. Shocking! Shocking constitutionalist. And now, Guaido. Yeah, I'll get the pronunciation down. I don't know when he becomes sworn in as president. So they're basically the instruction manual on how to run the country, the Constitution, is telling him one thing. Now, I want to go back to the Declaration of Independence for Venezuela, because they declared one. Hello? Thriving economy, everything up until they decided to become socialist, turned their constitution and upside down by Hugo Chavez. But now, Guaido, listen, is a constitutionalist. So all of you constitutionalists around the fruited plains, listen up. This is how it works, at least in Venezuela. But they're following a constitution as the rule of law. You mean they're not turning to the Book of Mao? Not in this case, they're not. No. Mein Kampf? No. They're turning to their own freedom documents. Freedom documents. Documents that were created. I hate to say this. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it anyway. The influence of the American, United States of America, founding fathers had an influence here on the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence War. Venezuela. History they don't teach you, except here on Agenda 21 Radio. I know this is just a shocking revelation to all of you.
That has been elected. So,
but the military doesn't seem to care, right?
No, of course not.
The top military guys want Maduro.
No, of course not, because they're criminals. Let's be clear. Maduro is the world's biggest drug cartel. It is the biggest drug trafficking organization. It is the biggest transit point for cocaine from Colombia into Central America, into the U.S., and into Europe.
Uh-oh, setting the stage for our guest at the top of the hour. I hate it when this happens.
Uses military aircraft, okay, and government infrastructure. And the oil company appears to be laundering money. And
is that why Mexico's newly inaugurated president is not joining this Western Hemisphere?
There's room to speculate on that. I don't want to go that far and make...
The president of Mexico... Andreas.
That statement, but so I would ask some interesting questions.
Next? What do you think happens?
Well, I think what happens next is the military has been offered amnesty. They need to take that seriously and support the Constitution and get Maduro and his guys on a plane out. Otherwise, they're going to face as their legitimacy erodes. They're going to face drug trafficking charges, money laundering charges, and for terrorist financing. And it's not just the U.S. There are plenty of countries who have been suffering the ill effects of Venezuela, of the Venezuelan of Maduro regime's criminal activities,
including the rank and military guys,
including
the generals. That's where there's a split, right?
Correct, exactly. So from the level of a lieutenant colonel on down, basically they're going home to starving children, hungry, angry wives, dying children from a lack of medication. They're suffering everything the Venezuelan people are as well, which is why the offer of amnesty is on the table and they should take it. Now, what happens is, further on down the line, as more and more people recognize Guaido as the legitimate president, the question becomes, who owns the government assets? Who owns the government bank accounts and all of that? So they're going to find themselves squeezed.
Chinese and the Russians.
Well, China, you see, so I think that's interesting because China is not going to get into a proxy fight with the U.S. China is going to try and protect its equities. And if they think that this is going to flip, they're going to try and make
all
a deal.
We'll watch it closely, Vanessa. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. What can I say? We're getting you ready for the second hour. And how does Kamala Harris fit into all this stuff? Or Willie Brown, or Gavin Newsom, or Jerry Brown? Or Adam Schiff. Or Nancy Pelosi. We'll be back. Maybe it's water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Yeah, big deals, right? Big deals. Big things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're going to bring you up to date clearly on what is going on in Venezuela. And this is going to be a big thing because in the next hour we're bringing up John Martinez. We're going to have quite a conversation about connecting a lot of the dots, the California dots, to Washington, D.C. and the world. And, you know, just, oh boy, what a fun time we're having in the world, right, because of people like Nancy Pelosi and et al, give you a little bit of a primer on what's going on with drug cartels and water everywhere. And, I mean, it's really kind of interesting to watch how things are starting to shape up, I guess you would say, with New California and other places, right? It's just my spread on things, that's all. I can't tell you that it's going to be a fantastic world out there in the next 6 months to a year. There's a lot of things shaken, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of things shaken. And the President of the United States knows all these things. This is kind of the thing that I don't think a lot of people understand. That he has all the answers. He even has the Mueller answers. Now, that's another story, isn't it? I think in the third hour, we'll be able to get a little bit going on about what's going on with Mueller and his situation going on with the Mueller report, which is supposed to be, according to the current attorney general, who's the acting attorney general, Whitaker, that, guess what? They're going to wrap up that investigation with Mueller. Shocking. I am shocked to know that that's happening. And you should be, too, I might add. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.